Welcome to Metaphysical Today. I'm Asai, and of course with me tonight is the amazing British medium and psychic Hazel Firefly. How are you, darling?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you? I'm bloody freezing, as you could tell.
Yes, it's a little cold in Britain. I'm doing very well. Very, very well.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello, Miss Brenda. So I got happy mail from her. In a couple weeks, she's going to be getting happy mail from me and getting our toxic American products. So, big bucks. We're going to be trying this as we talk out tarot. So what do you want me to try first, darling?
It's up to you. There's a multitude of things in there
for you. Oh, my God. Yes. Let me flip it this way. This is how it arrived through customs. It's huge. She's got me a little bit of everything here.
Brenda's going to be jealous.
Yeah. Ooh. Ships to start with. And I love how they're bagged. It's 6 packs. Is that how ships normally come there?
Yeah.
Awesome. So they're already pre-portioned out, people.
Yeah.
Wow. No air?
Well, there should be, unless they've been squashed in customs.
No, like they're not, like they're not like pooped up, like huge bags.
Normally, so they've probably been crushed.
That's okay. They'll be delicious, I'm sure. But these are the cheese and onion variety. No, they've not been crushed. They still have air in the bag, which is awesome. No, you don't get these. These are damn good. And I love that the nutrition facts are right there on the front and on the back. And like all the warnings and everything is clearly seen. Like, this is wonderful, guys. Very cool. Very, very cool. Like those. All right. Okay, you've got to go. You cannot have daddy's food. All right. Chocolate creams. Chocolate flavored cream sandwich biscuits. Biscuits?
They're biscuits.
Oh, they're cookies. Okay. Again, these are individually packaged, it looks like, or nope, they're by sleeves. Okay, even more, it's less packaging than the U.S. There's no, like, plastic tray they go in.
Nope.
No. All right. So how did you start in tarot while I'm opening this?
I was really, really young. I always had my gut intuition.
Mm-hmm.
When I was about 14, my nan handed me my cards.
Mm-hmm.
I still use them cards to this day.
Really?
They crashed. They're all damaged, but they're the cards I stick to constantly.
Okay, and those are the White Snake Tarot, which is a totally different than what everyone else I know uses.
Yeah.
Yeah, because most people I know use the Rider-Waite things.
Yeah. What cards? I also got, I think they're Russian cards that I had bought for me.
Hmm.
But I don't use them often.
Okay.
I don't feel I connect with them.
Understandable. Have you slept with them?
I have, and I just can't connect with them for anything.
Interesting, interesting.
So for me, they just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Because while they were my energies, you never know that connection might happen.
Right.
Because I think people fail to realize you've got to have a connection with your cards to work with them.
You do. Like, I've had decks before, it's like, oh, this is pretty, this is nice. it's going to stay on in the box.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so the cookie, the chocolate creams have a lot more of a flour taste. They're not as sweet as our cookies here.
Yeah.
Like, those could be actually, like, really good just as they are. Like, you don't even need milk with them.
No.
All right. The next is custard cream.
They're the same as the ones you've just tried, but they're okay. Just a custard type one.
Interesting. They're vegan approved. Wow. Like, the packaging is just so different. Like, it's thinner. It's not as... Like, we have immense packaging on everything here. You'll see. Yeah, like, the plastic trays and cardboard and... All right, let's see what this one does. So, I read two different styles of tarot. I read Rider Waite, and then I read Aleister Crowley's deck.
Yeah. But they are obviously the cards that you get that feeling that you use because you're connected so strongly to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as well, it takes somebody special to be able to read cards. Because the amount of people nowadays that buy cards, shuffle them, and I'm like, well, you don't read for yourself, for one. For two, you never buy your own cards. They're always bought for you.
That's the one I disagree with, and here's why. If that was the case, a lot of people wouldn't get cards. Now, I do think that you have to be called to the deck, though, which is different, but the same principle.
Because I believe if you're having, this is just the way my nan told me, if you're going to buy cards, always take somebody else to pay for them. It's something to do with luck.
Right. And it's back to the hearken of the original way of tarot.
Yeah.
Before we had these systems, would be like, if I wanted to learn tarot, I had to draw my cards off of Hazel's cards.
Yeah. Yeah, because you never read your own cards for your own reading. For the simple reason, people don't realize we can influence those cards too much.
Well, they're like your best friend, and your best friend won't tell you you look like a couch.
No, no, that's what the kids are there for.
Oh, goodness, all these goodies. And doubles of some of them, which will be amazing because I can make the boys try them.
Well, I put doubles in for the boys to try them as well.
Awesome. All right. So let's take a little candy bar here. This is the chocolate nutty bar. 18 grams. Vegetarian. And I don't even need my bifocals for this, guys. Okay. Like, this stuff is, like, clearly printed.
And they do the little miniature bars like that for the kids.
Uh-huh.
So that the kids don't buy the full-size bars.
Really? So they can you can literally just buy this. You don't have to buy the big king-size bars.
No.
Wow. See, in America, you almost always have to buy a king-size bar. And I have that trouble because, like, my favorite candy bar is a Nutrageous.
Right.
The only place, when you buy them at the gas station, the only thing they have is king size. It's almost like a Snickers. But it's got so much more flavor to the chocolate. Like, the chocolate is more overpowering than, like, the nougat.
Yeah. And I like those smaller bars for packed lunches as well.
Mm-hmm. Or to live in your purse for a quick snack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they'd be good for diabetics over there. Mm-hmm. Because if you need a sugar rush, you can have one of them and then you've got it.
Mm-hmm. And so, and not only that, but managing your sugar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's peanuts. And you can actually taste the salt on the peanuts, which is so different. Okay. We're going to take a break from that for a moment because I need to enjoy that. Like, guys, the box is full. Like, there's a lot more still to try. But for me, and I teach, I have a tarot course. You can go get it over at Modern Spiritual right now. I'm going to be launching it onto a new site here very soon. Or you don't, which will be straight through me. And I do teach live classes too, but there's going to be a recorded course. I just got to work out the technology side of it.
And the thing is as well, by having it pre-recorded, we all know that some people work different hours. So that then everybody can use it and do it, because then they can come back to you and say, is there anything I'm missing?
Right. And, you know, it allows you to work at it at your own pace. Now, any course that I do, this pre-recorded, here's my cigarettes. That's what I need. Oh, here they are. We'll have at least one live thing in there.
Trouble.
No, you're not in trouble. My sugar was perfectly fine this morning. This is the reason I'm just taking like one of something or one bite. If it's a really big thing, I'm only taking one bite. Yeah. So my sugar won't go up.
Because you can come along and finish them anyway.
Exactly. Like, you know, they've all been looking at this box and I'm like, nope, we're going to do this later. And she was like, no, you can do it today and I'll try mine that, you know, when it comes in. So that's cool. But no, like, this is amazing. I really like the flavor of the chocolate and the options.
Yeah.
Like, guys, let me point out, like, in America, we have chocolate, chocolate, and chocolate. And it doesn't have the same texture or flavor like that Snicker, like this is this even made by this chocolate Chartero's from, no, it's not made by, but no, this was a, is like the old Snickers bar before they traded it.
And I've always got chocolate in the cupboard. Right. Always. We have a snack cupboard that we call the munchie cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
And even when Curtis comes in, he's straight in that cupboard. Because they know it's there for them.
Exactly. And it's important to know in your health where your health lies.
Yeah.
What your health is like. And to monitor that. Like, you know. Because it keeps your vibration in a certain level. Chocolate from there is much, yes, it is much better. Like, I don't know, she might get a shopping list after this and, you know, a PayPal that says, can you run to the shop and pick up the following?
Well, in your next one, because we'll do this like at Pratt's every other month.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'll send you more boiled sweet type things so that it's not chocolate constantly.
Right. You know, this was to show me British chocolate, and I'm really enjoying the British chocolate much more than the American chocolate. Yeah. And what's a shame is, like, because, you know, I opened the box because, you know, we always check our packages. I don't care who they're from before they come or who they say they're from.
Yeah.
Like, I started looking to see if I can get this stuff here, and it's like, nope. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it makes you think, like, we're the other side of the world, but what options each other misses out on as well.
you know. And it's like Fabergé. Fabergé is one of my favorite chocolates in general, because it's got that, it's got a lot of protein in the because it's got nuts and all that. So it doesn't touch my sugar. Like that bar, right, that little candy bar I had, because it has the nuts in it, it doesn't really shoot the sugar.
Yeah.
And these are things that people don't get a lot of information on, especially here in the U.S. They just say, oh, don't eat sugar. You can have sugar. Like, I can eat something like today. My sugar, I promise you, and I'll take a picture of it for our baristas later in about 2 hours after show. I'll shoot a picture of my, I'll test my blood sugar and show you guys that my sugar will not go up. Why? It's because, let's look at my day. I got up this morning. I done my morning routine. I took my pills, took my sugar, and I went to the gym, and I worked out at the gym for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Then I came home and got ready for the show. So my sugar was at 1:18 this morning. It probably won't raise at all.
And the thing is as well, like, don't get me wrong, you've got some bigger bars in there.
Oh, I do.
What we call share bars.
Uh-huh.
But some, like we do coconut chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Do you have Bounties over there?
No, not at all.
See, I'll have to send you some of them. They are really nice.
Yes. Where is it? This is what I've been wanting to try. Mighty Bites Mini Rolls. Now, granted, it's been squashed. Big damn deal. Hello, Customs.
And I did even put a Customs thing on the front.
Yeah. I love that it maps out what you have. And it says may contain nuts. Recycle the bag at large supermarkets. Well, that doesn't happen here.
Yeah.
What's that? Like, when you go to your supermarket, do they have, like, recycling bins for the plastics and stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
And in our recycling bin, like our normal rubbish collection, We have a different color bin that we can put plastics in, cardboard, and tins from food. Yeah.
This puts Swiss Miss to shame, guys. Those little Swiss rolls, little Debbie sells. She needs to get with the British people. Like, this is delicious. These mini rolls, mini but mighty. Yeah, and the chocolate flavor is tons better. Very good. Very delicious. And, like, you can taste the cocoa. You don't taste the sugar.
No. It's really strange the way they make it over here, so I'm told.
Okay.
But it's obviously doing what it should if you can tell the difference straight away.
Right, because after you go off sugar for a while, you will get a distinct dislike for sugar.
Yeah.
You know, like, if that's the prominent flavor. Like, here, we have something called zebra cakes. I hate them. Like, I won't even send you one because they're just nasty.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I loved them.
Well, what I'm going to do, I bet Brenda reviewed these, actually, Mr. Kipling. In your next box, I'm going to send you some what we call French fancies.
Ooh, nice.
And they're little tiny cakes, but right. They are so nice.
She will. Yeah, and you're going to see the difference in bars, in sizes. Like, these... Like, there is no doubt these are full-size bars. Like, they're packaged for individual sale. But, okay. Like, this one, which we'll try next, this Crunchy-O. Is this your normal size of candy bar?
Yeah. If you buy a multi-pack, that's the normal size.
Wow. Yeah. Like, that's insane. So how bad was, how much did you have to go through to ship out?
I think it was like, about £1.
No, talk about the process, honey.
Oh, to ship out to you?
Yeah.
It had to be in a box.
That's it?
That's it. And then, because I printed all the label off at home, when I put in like your state and your code, it gave me the customs slip to print off to put on the front as well. So it was easy enough to do.
Now this chocolate's different, but it's good chocolate. I don't know what it's filled with, but it's damn good.
Honeycomb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm getting the honey to it. I've never had something like that.
Really?
Really. And believe me, I've had all the candy bars. Like, I used to be, I lived on a candy bar and normally two cups of coffee for a very long shift.
Bloody hell.
Oh, yeah. Like, back when I was working nursing, it was grab a candy bar because you get about that amount of time to eat that during a 16-hour shift.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I know my candies. But they, oh, now this is a company I personally have an affinity for, Cadbury. Finger crosses. Our fingers are crossed for you. That's interesting. Again, recycle, recycle, don't recycle. So don't recycle the frame, but recycle the box.
Yeah.
And the tear.
Once you've opened them, you'll understand why they're in a frame.
Okay. So, nutrition information is very clearly printed. The ingredients are very clearly printed. The allergy warnings are clearly printed. Like, this is the packaging we should have here.
Now you can understand why my packaging is so different to yours when we look at things.
Exactly. It's like everything's broken down. Oh, how cool. Very neat. Okay, so there you would take the box back to the store. Now, do you get money back for the box?
No, but that box we would put in our home recycle.
Oh, okay, because on the box it says take to store.
Yeah. Like
return to grocery store.
So only some areas have the recycling at home.
Okay.
So, and that gets collected every 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay. Vlad, you can't have this. It's real chocolate. This isn't like the Oreos I give you. It isn't chocolate. So they've melted a little, but that's all right. Chocolate always melts a little. I've noticed that with this chocolate that it doesn't have the wax coating.
No.
It's like a burst of vanilla.
Yeah.
In your mouth. Very, very tasty. Very good. Oh, and now I'm getting like a hint of lemon to it.
Yeah.
That's delicious. Okay, what else we gotta try? We gotta try one of these. And then we have some share bars to try. And some milk bar. Each eight pieces contain, and it's got all the information there. Like, guys, this is the packaging that I want to start advocating for the U.S.
Because those packaging, they guaranteed to keep everything fresh as well.
Right. like, y'all guys' expiration dates are insane. Like, this is good till 2026.
Yeah.
Suitable for vegetarians. So if you're a vegetarian, you probably have a lot easier time in Britain. Simple stuff. The milk bars, we believe in the joy of simple stuff. 8 pieces equals 7 servings, equal 1 serving. Good God. UK only. It's 36 grams. Storage. Store in a cool, dry place. Best before end. Young children less than 4 years old have limited chewing ability and consumption of small sheets. Okay. I think the only thing we see that on here is plastic bags.
Really?
Yeah, like the grocery bags. Well, you probably don't get them. They come from the store.
Yeah, we do get them, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm not normally a fan of raspberry flavoring. But I like this one.
Yeah. They've got the combination really well with them.
They do. But, like, the raspberry tastes like raspberry.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like a chemical box. Mm. That's good. That's really good. Now, Galaxy Smooth Milk, responsible shopper selected 100% cocoa. Again, it's reminding you to recycle the packaging. Okay, there's no nutritional breakdown on this, and that's okay. I think it's just pure milk, smooth milk.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. But again, like, very nicely put together. Not, like, you can tell what you're buying.
Yeah.
You'll see the difference. You're also seeing more of the attentiveness. Okay, so we're opening it up. And it's more, it's not that glowy chocolate that we have here in the Americas. It's very much more pure chocolate. I'm digging this snack exchange.
That is Sean's favorite, the Galaxy.
I don't see why.
He's just gone to the toilet. He's come back and he's laughing when you said that.
It sticks to your mouth.
Yeah.
Different. And I told you I'm eating. You can get down. Thank you. Very much so. Okay, we're back to Cadbury again. This is their fruit and nut. Sustainable sourced coconut. With BeTreatWise.net. Oh, wow. This bar is one protein. Well, a serving of this bar is one protein. Okay, this is interesting. Cocoa lends an arm to lives better. To educate and entrepreneurs train, we provide makes happen farming and thriving local communities. That's cool. Like,
yeah. You can
see this on American packaging of like, where's your money going? I assume some places. Okay. Nutritional facts. It's 111 grams. Milk chocolate with dried grapes. Almonds. Sugar. Dried grape cocoa butter. Almonds, cocoa mist, vegetable fats, may contain wheat. Okay, cool. Like the allergy information is so good here. Like, and you know, basic ingredients, there is no glycemic ornate or manufactured wheat syrup.
They're really good with identifying what goes on something.
Yeah. And the wrapping on these is a little bit, like, I may have to find the scissors after I remove a cat. Because she's wanting so much to be in the show, but it's like, get up on your perch. Again, recycling and, you know, a place to go and check out Cadbury. Which they were in the news a few months ago over their cakes.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Okay. All right. Maybe I'm seeing how this works. Look, sorry, guys. This packaging is different than what I'm used to opening for candy. It's more like opening up. You know, there's a whole experience to opening up the plastic. Because you just can't, like, rip it open. It's really sealed. Here's the back of the bar. Where you can, like, see the nuts. Again, it's not the wax chocolate. And the front of the bar is broken down so it's easy to share. And it breaks so nicely. Mmm.
Brenda's mouth is watering because she loves Cadbury's.
Mm-hmm. And like the almonds are encased by themselves.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd like the grape in it, but I like the grapes in it.
The combinations they make are really nice.
Well, they are. But it's not over-emounted, if that makes any sense. Okay. And it's not raisins. It's grapes, which is a difference. Very, very good. All right, we got one more try, but I need a break.
I tell you what, I'll write it down now because you said you like Oreo.
Yeah.
We, Cadbury's do an Oreo and Cadbury's bar.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be interesting. But no, I love the packaging. Like, it's nice packaging. I find it really interesting. Everything comes with instructions for recycling.
Yeah.
The chocolate has so much better flavor than what we get. Like, it doesn't have that waxy taste to it. It doesn't have that scum, just to put it bluntly, scum, that you get from chocolate. Because I'm very much a chocolater, but I'm picky about my chocolates.
Yeah.
And like Snickers, they changed their chocolate almost 2 years ago to be a very wax chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh. But I'll let you, you know, I'll send that to you. Now, have you had any American chocolates?
No.
Okay.
No.
So.
And the thing is, as well, I find with ours, that's just like a small variety of what we get.
Yeah, and like, I know it's only a small variety, but damn, girl.
Do you have Milky Ways over there?
We do.
Yeah.
Do you have Milky Ways?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make sure that you get a Milky Way because I want you to compare the two.
Right. This will be interesting.
It will be. And then if it will go through customs, I may send you some things that may take a little preparation.
Right.
Like biscuits. Since you sent me biscuits, I'll send you a biscuit. But you'll have to mix it up.
Right, okay. That'll be interesting.
They're like savory scones from what I understand.
Do you have pot noodles over there?
Pot noodles. Describe.
Let me see if I've got one in the cupboard.
Okay. While she's doing that, I'll go ahead and open up this Cadbury caramel milk, golden caramel chocolate. Same information as before, guys. Apparently, this equals 4. So this is 4 servings. Oh, I'm sure it's different than theirs, Brenda. I mean, if this is just a small sampling of their chocolate, it has to be different. Awesome nutrition information. All right, let's pop this open.
I think Sean must have eaten the last one, but you have noodles like that.
Ramen noodles, yeah.
Yeah.
But not cheese and bacon flavor. We have like beef and once in a while you get chicken, mushroom.
Yeah.
They're called pot noodles, are they?
We do have them. That's just in the packet, but we can have them in the pots as well.
Oh, a cup of noodles.
Is that what you call them?
Yes. Okay. We can rock this. Okay, their caramel doesn't have the burnt sugar taste to it. But that's the best way I can explain American caramel.
Right.
This is more milky and smooth, more balanced out. And it doesn't taste like they have, this tastes like the Golden Hershey bars. If you guys have gotten to try those in the Americas. All right. So that's the end of the evilly goodness. But damn, it's good. I can't wait to hear you trash our stuff. These by far are my favorite. Like, I think these are just so cool.
Right.
Wait, take a look.
Next time, would you like ready salted? Bacon. Hang on, let me bring the list up of ready salted crisps. Walker's crisps.
Yeah.
They do paprika.
Paprika?
Yeah. Right, where do we? They do paprika, hot wings, you know, that flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Flame grilled steak or cheese and onion.
Flame grilled steak sounds good.
Right.
Yes, I'm going to make sure she gets some Mr. B's crisps. And all the West Virginia flavors. Yeah, some of their new ones, we'll send them those, because we don't have crisp with those flavors. Like that onion and cheese one, I was expecting more of a sour cream taste, but it was delicious.
Right, that's some of them. Hang on. Oh, where do we... We have prawn cocktail, salt and vinegar, and more ready salted. Our crisp list is endless.
Okay. But no, like, some of your favorite.
Right. Right. I will do that.
Tossies if they don't have those. Tossies if they don't. I don't know what that is. Can you explain that comment?
Do you have things like Monster Munch?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god! You gotta try Monster Munch.
Okay.
How advanced we are in food wise than you.
I can't believe how clear your packaging is.
See?
You'll see with ours, the packaging is a lot of guessing. Like, I have an app that I scan my food with so I can see what's in it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But over here as well, for the babies, they do things called animal bars.
Okay.
I've got some of them in the cupboard.
Awesome. Animal bars, guys. Can you imagine? Like a gorilla bar, a bear bar. So there's been this social thing going on when whether you want a man or a bear. And I'm saving this for mountain bears. We'll talk about this new social debate going on. I'm just worried it's going to put our dating pools a little bit smaller as they start trying to attack, you know, women start trying to take on bears. And it's like, no, honey, they're just big ones.
Right. This is what they do over you for the little children. They do multi-packs.
Uh-huh.
But, and this is what I like. I should be expert at opening these now. That's how they come. Oh, where are we?
Over here. Wow.
And that's got caramel in it.
Okay. And that's the size of a bar.
That's the size of a bar of these, yeah.
Wow.
For the little ones.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is what they call little animal bars.
Okay.
But there's 6 bars in there.
Uh-huh.
And you know on one of your bars they were saying about a slim sheet?
Yeah.
Right. That's how slim they are.
Wow. So that's not even a lot. Like, that's... That's not going to cause your kids to go bouncing off the wall.
No. And why they make it that thin is because it's not a choking hazard then. It'll melt.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a question.
The idea is if you don't get a say in the man, some random dude. Do you know what? I'd say a random bear, whatever that means.
That's hilarious. Like, I just find it interesting that this is a social conversation going on right now. Right now, a lot on American TikTok and American social media is if you're going through the woods, which do you prefer to run into, a random man or a random bear?
I definitely say a bear, because if there's a random man walking around the woods on his own, I'd question myself why, even though I'm doing the same thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. straight men are getting all upset about this.
Oh my God, well, they haven't met this butch lesbian yet, have they?
But no, just looking at these conversations, I'm like, oh my God, our society has gotten to that point.
We've got a big thing going on over here at the moment in the papers about, you know, everybody done it when they were younger. You'd send pictures to somebody you've been chatting to.
Right.
And the girl went and sent the picture to all her friends.
Okay.
Now she's been charged with exploiting him. And what was it for obtaining nudist photos for other people's benefits?
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And that's gonna court.
That is so wild.
Yeah.
Of course, we're having a problem over here, and our lawmakers ain't even caught up to it. Doing the same thing, except posting them online as revenge porn.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people have gone through that, and it's like, this is the reason, you know, if you're going to send pictures, and it's not that I'm going to put this out there and people aren't going to care. I don't care. I know my pictures are out there. They've been out there for years. If you do some good research, you'll figure out who it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving that aside, if you're going to send photos, have them to where they can't download them. Have them to where they expunge in like 20 minutes if you don't trust them. If you're the type that's like, ooh, I don't want my photos out there. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk, which is a social media guru here, has said we lost privacy in 92. And yeah. I agree.
I always say, if you're going to send something explicit, just remember that'll still be on the internet after you're dead.
Exactly.
And when you put it to people that way, they're like, oh yeah, I didn't think of that. You don't just send it to the person. How do you think it gets to the person?
Exactly. You know, it's like passing notes in class.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But I think that, you know, we have to come to a new idea of what the internet is.
Yeah.
What conversations are. And if you're not comfortable with you being out there, then you don't send pics.
No.
Unless they explode or, you know, delete or whatever after so long.
It's like over here at the moment on TikTok, they've got a big thing. Because there's so many arguments going on over here. Right. People will come to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah.
But that's a big thing over here now. That it's called invading somebody else's privacy.
Right.
They're on a social network.
Exactly.
Grievances. How can that be invading somebody's privacy?
Exactly.
It don't make sense.
It doesn't make a bit of sense at all. And furthermore, granted, you guys own your data over there. We don't.
Yeah.
That's different, too.
And I think all internet connections,
mm-hmm.
we've done it ourselves. You've gone to phone somebody, you've rung the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
So what's to say you're not sending that photo to the wrong person?
Right. Or what's to say that you're, like, you need to know what you're sending. You need to be comfortable with what you're sending.
Yeah.
If it's graphic, then it's graphic.
Thing is, somebody could send their Fangita and it'll be all over the notice boards next week. They've got nobody else to blame but themselves.
Exactly. And at the same time, you know the risk you're taking.
Yeah.
You know why you're taking them. And you just got to sit back and be like, okay, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And hold pride. And people don't get this. Hold pride in your body.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you can't hold pride in your body, then you got to work on your self-esteem. because I'm sorry, I'm probably one of the sexiest men out there, and that's my opinion.
Yeah, but you've got to love yourself.
Exactly.
You know, if I sent my mom all over the internet, they'd know they're mine because I got a big dragon there.
Exactly, but at the same time, you've got to have pride in that story. Because, yeah. Like, and this is what people have got to get out of the 1913 idea-ism, of the idea of stretch marks and scars. Those are your history.
Yeah.
Those are what you've gone through. Have pride in it.
Yeah. I love my stretch marks because they represent my two beautiful kids.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think, you know, and everyone always goes to privacy, 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 privacy. Well, that's cute. But when you're sending a picture to somebody, I don't care what it is, you're literally making a cover of a magazine to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And we look up to so many people. Oh my God, she was on the cover of Vogue. And oh my God, this one was on GQ. Well, that's cute. You're making yourself that. Don't be sending something you don't want. Like, don't be sending shitty pictures.
No. No.
If you're not proud of the picture, don't have it up online.
And I find the younger people.
You're right.
And they don't even know the person. They've never met them.
Right. And then the other side of that is the younger people don't care as much, I don't believe.
No. No.
You know, because they've grown up in the age of, you take a picture of everything from your dinner to, your bidet.
Yeah.
And you share it socially. It's not the same ideas as our generation or the generation before us.
Yeah. I suppose our generation were taught about privacy. You couldn't walk into your parents' bedroom room without knocking.
Right.
If you knew they were having a private conversation, you'd stay out of the room.
Right.
But there's none of that now.
Well, there's none of that. But also, I think that idea of privacy has changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think that that view of privacy from our younger generations are different than our view of privacy.
Yeah.
Their view of privacy is like, you don't get to use my name.
Yeah. Yeah. How many times have you been in the supermarket shopping? And this really pisses me off. You're standing in the queue to pay for your stuff. Mm-hmm. And the person in front of you was on their phone.
Uh-huh.
And you can hear everything.
Exactly. Like, that's insane to me. Like, I don't take calls in the grocery store.
No. No. Like, I know I called you once and you was at the gym. But you... For me to call you, there's something wrong.
Right. And I answered and I said, honey, I'm at the gym.
Yeah.
So she knew that, like, don't go into something that cannot be heard publicly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the night I had the baby as an emergency. And you said, that's fine, we'll work around it.
Exactly. So, no, but, you know, we didn't go into what was going on. And,
no.
And it's like, don't ever put me on speaker.
Yeah.
The crap that flies out of my mouth doesn't need to be heard by the audience unless it's on a podcast.
No. And I think that's the thing as well, because we didn't have that type of phone when we were younger.
Right.
We know how to have a phone conversation without adding everybody else into it.
Well, I don't know, because I grew up in a house, and I grew up in this house. You want to know where the phone was?
On
right
the wall.
Here on the wall.
That you had to put 10 pence in to use.
No, I didn't have to put 10 pence in to use, but honey, that cord went all the way through this house, but it hung on the kitchen wall. Everyone knew you were having a conversation.
Yeah. See, it's just all down to privacy, and the same with readings, you know. I'm going back to readings now.
Oh, let's get on this for a moment, because this is my soapbox.
I will not read for somebody else that is not there.
What I get pissed off about, and I see this all the time in posts, and it drives me crazy, the full reading of a person, and I'm not talking like the ones we do on air that you know, we don't go into deep with. If you want deep readings, come for a private reading. the full, like, detailed results of a reading, question by question, answer by answer, posted as their success story.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that's for the client to know. If you put it in feedback, and I, because I post my feedback.
Yeah.
If you put it in feedback, that means that you're saying that it can be shared publicly.
Yeah. When I get questions on the one app,
mm-hmm.
if they've given me good feedback, I always make sure I take any personal details out of that.
Right. Well, I don't edit feedback. So if they put their full ganja there, it goes on my walls. But
yeah.
if they don't, I don't.
No. No. I only do that because of the process we work.
Right.
You know, because with us and the process of working online, it's about confidentiality.
Yes.
On that one platform, if you know what I mean.
Well, the whole deal there, and you can say the platform, we're not in that scope anymore. The whole thing there for me is there is confidentiality. There yeah. is an acceptance of confidentiality. Like, I don't even keep notes on my clients.
No, I don't either.
Remember, we got that whole notice about clients can now see your notes, and everybody lost their shit. I'm like, they can see a blank sheet of paper.
Yeah. I don't agree with notes.
Right.
Because you're not giving a new reading. You're working from a reading you've already given them.
Exactly. It's lazy work.
And things could have changed since you've given them that last reading.
Well, not only that, but data breaches are happening all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. We go into stuff that I would be horrified to come out in a data breach.
Yes. Yeah.
Horrified.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah. I guess, when will you be working, Miss Hazel, and where can they get you?
You can find me on Life Reader or Fortunica.
Uh-huh.
Life Reader, you get 4 free minutes if you're a new client. And I'll be working every day.
Or they can contact you privately.
Yeah, or contact me privately on Facebook.
Right. The link's in the description, guys. And you can set a private appointment. Now, you bill through PayPal, so we must have a PayPal account.
Yeah, because I did try to get, as you know, we both did.
Right.
Like a pay thing for over in your side of the world, but it just can't be done.
Right.
So it must be done via PayPal.
Exactly. Which is a great currency conversion. Like, you don't have to do the math. She'll send you the invoice. You pay yeah. the invoice. It'll probably be cheaper because it's the British translates. Our money ain't as valuable as it used to be. So it'll seem cheaper to you. And you can book a private Zoom or, yeah, private Zoom because you don't have international calling.
I don't think I do. Or if the client prefers, I can do the call over Facebook.
Right. Either way.
So it makes no difference to me. I won't be doing privates this week.
Right.
Because I'm in the middle of the decorating, as we spoke about.
Yeah.
So I'm in the office about a bit and yeah. got a desk to go in and
exactly. And you're getting a new, you got a new chair and new things going on around you, which is amazing.
I'm really flexible. Don't think because you're over the other side of the world mm-hmm. that I can't read for you.
Right.
Because we would arrange something. That's not an issue.
Exactly. And we'll be working out different. You'll be probably when we set her up, because Ace is working in the background here, you'll probably be doing Zoom readings.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's fine because by then my office will be sorted.
Exactly. Now, guys, you can book me over at aceandlight.com. You do have to book 24 hours in advance.
Yeah.
That is a new policy, I know, but that gives us both better control of our days.
And what I will say is always have a pen and paper handy.
Yes. Yes.
Because so many clients come for readings without pen and paper.
And then they get information and they don't remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And us as readers, we don't remember the reading you've had. So there's no point in coming back an hour later.
Uh-huh.
And what did that mean? Because once we cut that connection.
Right.
It's like our mind is emptied of that reading.
Exactly. Because back in the fell, so even the universe had. All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this tasty treat from Britain. I enjoyed it.
I bet the boys are stood there thinking, hurry up and log off. Hurry up and log off.
It's actually their nap time. So I do want to take a moment and thank our Patreons. Thank you, Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda, Shannon C, Shannon D, Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Saul, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devon. If you would like to support this broadcast and the other ones on PCSP Network, please visit PCSP.com and click Baristas.
And before we end the show, can I just ask, have a think about what type of things you'd like Jason to receive in his next box.
Yes, comment in that. You can send those in comments too.
Because right, that's guys. Interesting, because we are all about you guys, not just about us.
Exactly. And, you know, we want to have fun with it. Because this is going to be a thing that goes on, like, each, like, we're going to take choices. Like, I'm sending her a package next time, and she gets to try the American stuff.
And then I'll send one back.
All right, guys. You have a great evening. Bye, y'all.
Bye.